you know, get like the dollar tickets around MARTA.
Right.
And that might be pretty common though. But I mean, I really just like the whole feel of downtown. Like, I like hanging out downtown. I like being downtown. I like doing nothing downtown. But I don't know.
So, how would you describe what a suburb is?
Not in a city, but like not, but close to a city. So I would say like, you know, 20 to 30 miles outside of a city maybe, or less. Just of a primarily like housing community with like shopping, but not like industry and like business. That's, I guess, how I would describe it.
Would you... would you ever consider Roswell a city in its own right? Would you ever call it a city?
I would call it a town, not a city.
Okay, why? What's the difference?
Because a city, I think of like high rises and, or I mean, maybe not necessarily high rises, but because Atlanta is right there and Atlanta is a city, I think in comparison to Roswell, I would like not call Roswell a city. So maybe it's a comparison thing. But also, I think cities need to be a little bit bigger. And, like, I mean, Roswell has, like, a very historic area, but, like, more Roswell's houses, I would say, than it is, like, a town. Mm-hmm. I mean, it has, like, the historic city of Roswell, I guess, but more than anything I think of Roswell, I think of, like, houses than I do a city with, like, buildings and jobs and other things going on than living.
Right. Do you think that people from Roswell have a sense of being a citizen of Roswell, or do you think it's more of being a citizen of Atlanta?
I don't know. I think probably you would find both, but I think there's a lot of people who are like going from Roswell because I would say Roswell's a very like rich area. And I think a lot of people like the fact that they're from somewhere that's like that, like makes them feel good about themselves. So, I mean, I would say Roswell because a lot of people are like, oh, East Roswell's not Roswell. You know, like you have to be on the other side of 400 to be Roswell. So I would say that sense, yeah. Atlanta, the only thing I would say why people may identify themselves with Atlanta more is because I think they're, like Roswell's growing. Like a lot of people that are moving to Atlanta for jobs live in Roswell, and so that kind of might be lacking more so. I think it's like the people who are born in Roswell and grew up in Roswell that like are like out from Roswell more so than people who just like move here.
Mm-hmm. Would have a lot of people moved into Roswell since as you're growing up from other places?
I think so, but maybe more so like Alpharetta area. Mm-hmm. But I think definitely still Roswell. Like, I mean, I think there are enough people that move in.
How has the area changed that you know from when you were little till now?
I mean, a lot. Like, the area by the high school, it used to just be, like, fields with, like, horses, and there's, like, this one tiny little, like, rundown, like, corner grocery. And now, like, on each corner, it's, like, shopping center. Like, three of the corners are big shopping centers. The other corner is, like, a bank and Burger King, and further down the road is a shopping center, and like behind that's a school.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say in that sense, like that's the biggest change I just remember. But even like now you drive down like another road, it used to be like big fields with trees, and now it's a shopping center. There's tons of like new neighborhoods. I mean, it's definitely grown a lot, I would say. Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Good thing, bad thing?
Bad thing.
Why?
I mean, I just feel like putting up more and more shopping centers, it's not really a good thing. We have a lot because it's like where all the shopping centers used to be in Roswell, now like they're like empty. So it seems unnecessary.
Right.
It's not what I'm into.